Are laws of nature perfect? And if there are...
Laws of nature are what?
Are they perfect? And
yes.
If they are...
Yes.
Then are you permitted to interfere with them?
Pardon?
Can you interfere with them? Can you, you know, defy
laws of nature? You can't interfere with laws of nature without suffering the consequences. So that shows they are perfect. You can't interfere with the laws of nature without suffering the consequences. In fact, I have spoken on this subject during my Dars-e-Quran in Ramadan-e-Sharif on Surah Fatiha. There I discussed this subject in the light of some verses of Surah Fatiha in detail. The fact is that laws of nature are inviolable. And according to the Holy Quran, La Tara, Allazi khalaqa saba samawatin tibaqan, Ma Tara fi khalqir rahman min tafawut, Farjil basara hal tara min futur. That shows there is no contradiction, no loophole in the laws of nature. And try as much as you may, your observing sight would return to you defeated, totally frustrated, and you will not find a single loophole or any trace of contradiction in the laws of nature. That is exactly how it stands, and this is, according to the Quranic definition of perfection, what is found in the creation of Allah. So if you define perfection otherwise, well, I don't know, then you'll have first to define what perfection means. But this is the definition of perfection according to the Holy Quran. And this we do find in operation in the entire universe. So you violate the laws of nature and you are punished. You go along with them, in harmony with them, and you are rewarded. And you can never change this relationship. The West, for instance, have studied the laws of nature. They have not violated the laws of nature. By understanding the laws of nature, when they have moved in step with nature, when they have harmonized their efforts with nature, then they were always rewarded. And this is, in nutshell, the scientific achievements of today. And on the other hand, unfortunately, some Eastern philosophers or so-called scientists, they try to violate nature and then gain something. And their efforts were totally frustrated. There are generations after generations of so-called kimyagar or alchemy scientists, so-called. It's called alchemy. Who have wasted millions and millions of rupees, generation after generation, on trying to force their will on nature and get something out of it. They failed. So this is what perfection means. You defy it and you are punished. You run along and you are rewarded. And you can never violate this equilibrium or disturb this equilibrium. So please come to the microphone. Yes.
But does that mean that when you defy gravity by going to the moon?
No, that's not defiance. You study the laws of nature and find another law which is overriding this law made by Allah. All law do not stand in one plane level position. They have interrelationship. Laws by themselves, some are more powerful, some are less powerful. You have to study them and move along as in step, as I said. And when you understand how they behave, then you become the master. When you don't understand, then you become the slave to them.